Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah tells us, V'sholosh shuros shel tamidei chachamim yoshvin lifneihem. In front of this group of 23 judges, they would have three rows of tamidei chachamim, and these three rows, each one of them was made up of 23 tamidei chachamim, who were ready to serve on the Sanhedrin if they were called upon. Now, later on in the Masechta, the Mishnah will tell us that when there are circumstances where sometimes you have to add dayanim onto the 23, let's say for a guilty verdict, you have to have two, and they don't have two, so they have to add on judges, or let's say if some of the judges say they don't know what position to take. So if they add the judges, you add two at a time until you reach 71. So if you have 23 already, you only need 48 in order to reach 71. So really, you could have had two rows of 24 each. But the Gemara explains that it's not proper to have, if the Sanhedrin itself is only 23, we don't make a row larger than the Sanhedrin. And therefore, we have three rows of 23. Now, you might say, let's have just two rows of 23, and then that's already 46, and just have a third row of two. That's also not, doesn't look right, and therefore they would have three rows of 23 apiece. Kol echad ve'echad makiras mekomo. The Mishnah says that each one would know his position. He'd know where he stood in wisdom. And therefore, and as illustrated in the next part of the Mishnah, that when they needed to replace somebody, they replaced the person based on their wisdom. Hayut tzrich in this moch, if they had to give smicha to somebody to sit on the Sanhedrin, somchin min harishona, they would give smicha to the first person in the first row. Echad min hashnia balo l'rishona, and then one person from the second row would come to the first row. Ve'echad min hashlishes balo l'shnia, one person from the third row would come to the second row. Uborin lohen od echad min hakol, then they would choose somebody from the general populace. Moshiva no soba shlishes, and put him on the third row. V'lo haya yoshev b'mekomo shel rishon. When somebody would come, this person who was chosen from the general populace, he would not sit in the place of the person who, in the first row, who now left to go to the Sanhedrin. He would go and sit in the place that's appropriate for him, the very last seat in the third row, where he belonged. I always like to point out from this Mishnah that we see that our ancestors were true connoisseurs of chachma, of wisdom. And that is because at the time of the Mishnah, there was a finite amount of information. We have all sorts of Torah books, but they had a finite amount of information. Everyone was familiar with the information. It was the ability to apply that information, the chachma, the wisdom, and they could distinguish between these varying degrees of wisdom within a whole set, almost 100 people. They could distinguish each person's position. They had the type of sensitivity about wisdom that some people have about lahavdil, not to compare the two, but fine wines. Some people don't have the ability. We today don't have the ability to distinguish wisdom as they once did.